Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.938 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs have finally fallen on their southern road trip to the Durham Bulls tonight by a final score of 5-3. Ryan Yarbrough, the story tonight, and he was everything that was advertised and more. Magnificent performance by Yarbrough to get his 10th win of the year, striking out 13 Pigs, setting a new career high for the former fourth-round pick of the Seattle Mariners. He went six innings, giving up just two earned runs. But let's not take anything away from Mark Leiter either. Mark Leiter Jr. went five innings and struck out seven of his own. It was a very well-pitched game in this one, and a game that ended 5-3. Pigs just came out on the wrong end of it because of the utter brilliant performance by Ryan Yarbrough. There's not much more to say in terms of that. He was just fantastic tonight and really set the stage right away when he came back from a 3-0 count down against Scott Kingery, who led off the game. He struck him out. He then went on to hit Pedro Florimon, which I don't know what is going on with Pedro Florimon at bat right now. He doesn't have like this crazy stance that puts himself over the plate, but this is the second time he's been hit this series. But Yarbrough then went on to strike out the rest of the side and really just set the tone for the night. Now, like I said, Mark Leiter, not half bad himself tonight. Jake Hager, he forced him into a flyout. He got Ricky Weeks to strike out, and he forced former Iron Pig Taylor Featherston to hit a ground ball to Pedro Florimon. Florimon was okay after he was hit by the pitch. So that was the first inning, fairly uneventful from each side. In fact, as far as this game is concerned, it was fairly uneventful in general, and I haven't yet said it, but this is your recap for July the 21st, 2017. Not a happy one. The Pigs did not win it, but these are your highlights, and this is your recap. Pigs fall tonight to the Durham Bulls 5-3. Like I said, pretty uneventful, honestly. Not the world's most exciting game if you're not a parent of one of Yarbrough or Mark Leiter. This game, there's not a lot that went on. And that's not to say that pitcher's duels are boring, because I love a good pitcher's duel as much as anybody. But you don't get a ton of highlights. You don't get a ton of highlights when it's a pitcher's duel, especially when the opposing pitcher is the one that comes out on top. Usually, you like to have some good Pigs highlights, but not too many tonight, although there was a few. But none in the first inning. None in the second inning either. The Pigs went down 1-2-3, and Andrew Pullen ground out to Ricky Weeks, followed by back-to-back strikeouts. Trust me, there's a lot of strikeouts tonight. Ryan Yarbrough made sure of that. Now, in the bottom of the second inning, the Bulls went down 1-2-3 as well. Johnny Field lined out, Patrick Leonard struck out, and Kirk Casale would ground out to Harold Martinez. Now, I actually will say this, also if you're a parent of or a alma mater member of or a person covering the team of Matt Williams. How about this young man making his Iron Pigs debut with two doubles tonight? And I say alma mater member of because our own Eric Hall also went to Liberty University, as did Matt Williams. And what a performance by Matt Williams tonight. Now, he got the first hit off of Ryan Yarbrough tonight for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. When previously there had been five strikeouts, Williams, and it's disappointing that he missed a home run by inches, basically, but he roped a double. Could have easily been a home run, but congrats to him on opening up his Iron Pigs account with a double in the top of the third inning. But unfortunately for the Pigs, it did not result in a run. Hairless Rodriguez lined out, and then two more strikeouts. Kingery swinging and Pedro Florimon swinging. And really the difference in this game came in the bottom of the third inning. The one real bad inning either side's pitchers had tonight, unfortunately, came from Mark Leiter, and it began with Casey Gillespie leading off the bottom of the third inning.
Now the wind and the offering, and it swung on and drilled out to right field. This is long out of here. Back to the walls, Williams, but looking up, and we've got a 1-0 2-0 Bull lead on a solo home run by Gillespie.
And that opened up the score and gave Durham a 1-0 lead. Just a couple batters later, following a Michael McHenry walk, Ken Wong stepped to the plate.
Three of them. Now the pitcher is swung on. Hit in the air, left field. If it's fair, it could be gone. That ball is fair. It's out of here. Just inside the pole, over the wall, down the left field line.
And it was 3-0 in the blink of an eye for the Durham Bulls. Lighter settled down, however. Jake Hager struck out. He then got Ricky Weeks the weekly ground out back to himself. And then he struck out former Iron Pig Taylor Featherston to end the third. Now, I enjoy when Mark Leiter's down here pitching for the Iron Pigs. Obviously, the ultimate goal for any of these guys that we love to watch here in the Valley is to make the major leagues. But it truly is a joy to watch Mark, or in this case, listen to Mark Leiter pitch. I think he's very good and certainly deserving of the credit he gets and the time he's spent in the major leagues. And, you know, a small blip on the radar at the bottom of the third inning as far as this game is concerned. But after that, he bounced right back, getting Hager to strike out, Ricky Weeks to ground out, and Featherston to strike out. So it was a good bounce back for Mark Leiter Jr. But the Pigs found themselves down 3-0. And 3-0 with the way Yarbrough was pitching is not good, because in the top of the fourth inning, Hoskins struck out looking, Cousins struck out swinging, Pullen struck out swinging. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And this scorecard is littered with K's, both frontward and backward. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Mark Leiter back on the mound, induced a Gianni Field pop-up, got Patrick Leonard to fly out, and Kirk Casale to line out. Like I said, not a whole lot went on in this game. It was your good old-fashioned pitching duel. Top of the fifth inning, though, the Pigs would get themselves on the board. Harold Martinez would lead off with a single. Logan Moore struck out, but Matt Williams hit another double for the Pigs. What a debut for Matt Williams. Two doubles in his first two at-bats, and then Hairless Rodriguez brought in a run.
And the pitcher swung on a ground ball, ripped towards first. Could be a double play. No, Weeks has only one play. This is second and third. He's going to go to first. A run's going to score as he shovels to the covering Yarbrough. So Rodriguez retired 3-1, but give him an RBI.
And that made the score 3-1. So the Pigs were back on the board, but they could not get Matt Williams in from third after the ground out, as Scott Kingery lined out to end the top of the fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Casey Gillespie was struck out by Mark Leiter Jr., but due to a pass ball, he was able to reach first. Michael McHenry then struck out, but Ken Wong singled and was able to steal second base. So that put runners on second and third, but Mark Leiter was able to get Jake Hager to strike out swinging to end the bottom of the fifth inning. So we move on to the top of the sixth, and following a Pedro Florimon ground out to first, Reese Hoskins brought the Pigs one run closer.
And his pitch to Hoskins is swung on and drilled in the air. Deep left center field. That ball is gone. Forget about it. It was a low liner, but just to the right of the big blue monster. So Hoskins has home run 21, and we've got a one-run game here in the sixth inning.
And good to see Hoskins muscling balls out of the yard again. It's only a matter of time, I think, until we see Hoskins returning to that, not even that he's been bad recently, because he's been quite good, but just that form where he was hitting home runs almost what seemed like every game. Gotta imagine he's getting back into his groove a little bit. Unfortunately, after the home run, Dylan Cousins struck out swinging, and Andrew Pullen struck out swinging. So we move to the bottom of the sixth inning, and this is where it fell apart for the Pigs. Ricky Weeks walked, Taylor Featherston struck out, but then Gianni Field reached on an E5, putting runners at second and third. Following a Patrick Leonard strikeout, Kirk Casale stepped to the plate, and this was the turning point of the game.
Swung on and roped out left field base hit. One run's in. The second runner is coming in as well. The throw will be cut off. Two score. Now they got the guy at second base, Casale, as he was caught up thinking the throw was going through. And they nail him out on what will be a 7-5-4 outfield assist. I believe that was what it was.
They were able to get Casale out, but the damage had been done The score was now 5-2. Into the top of the seventh inning, two straight groundouts to Jake Hager, first by Harold Martinez, second by Logan Moore, and then Matt Williams flew out to end the top of the seventh inning. In the bottom of the seventh, the Bulls went 1-2-3 as well, back-to-back groundouts to shortstop. Pedro Florimond manning the shortstop position today, Casey Gillespie and Michael McHenry, and then Ken Wong struck out to end the bottom of the seventh. So we move ahead to the top of the eighth. Hairless Rodriguez led it off with a pop-up, but then Scotty Jetpacks came to the plate.
And now the offering here, swung on and blasted way out of here, deep out to left field, forget about it. Kingery over the bull for home run number 5 here for Lehigh Valley.
Over the bull for Scott Kingery. And it's funny, earlier today on the Dad and Lebatard show, they were speaking about if, or they were going to run a poll if that fans would enjoy it if their baseball teams built one robot for the team to play at any position. So I thought, well, yeah, I would like that. I think we have one though already, and I think it's Scott Kingery. I would like to know Matt Province's take on the whole one robot playing one position. I think that might be interesting, but the Pigs have that one covered, and it's Scott Kingery. And Kingery hit one long over the bull to make it 5-3. But unfortunately for the Pigs, that would be the final run. Pedro Florimond would strike out, and Rhys Hoskins would ground out to Jake Hager to end the top of the eighth inning. In the bottom of the eighth, Jake Hager flew out. Ricky Weeks grounded out to Scott Kingery, and Taylor Featherston struck out. And we move on to the top of the ninth inning. Dylan Cousins hit one out to Kian Wong. Andrew Pullen struck out. And then Harold Martinez stepped to the plate representing the final out.
Tomorrow we're a little bit earlier here as the pitch is swung on and popped up, should end the game. Going back of second is Featherston, and the former Pig will make the catch to end the game as Durham takes game 2 to even out this 4-game series, winning tonight with a bounce-back 5-3 victory behind Yarbrough.
Well, Pigs fall tonight to the Durham Bulls 5-3. That snaps the Pigs' 5-game winning streak and brings the Pigs back down to 23 games over 500 at 61-38. The Durham Bulls, with the win, are now 60-38. They're a half a game behind the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. For the Durham Bulls, 5 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. For the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. For the Piggies, they were 0-5 with runners in scoring position, leaving 3 on base. For the Durham Bulls, they were 1-3. They left 1 on base. So you can see in these numbers, as well as the highlights, just how good the pitching was tonight. 4 runners left on base, 1 hit between the two teams with runners in scoring position. That's it. Mark Leiter got the loss. He is 1-1. It was a good performance for Leiter in the losing effort. 5 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He walked just 1 and struck out 2. It was the home run that got to Leiter tonight. Cesar Ramos then went 2, 1 hit, 2 runs, neither earned, 1 walk and 3 strikeouts, and then Adubre Ramos went an inning and struck out 1. For the Durham Bulls, Ryan Yarbrough got the win. He is 10-4. He has now won, I believe, 5 straight games. Let me check that out quickly. He hasn't won 5 straight games, but he hasn't lost in 6 consecutive decisions now. He won 2 in a row, then got a no decision against Norfolk, and then won 2 in a row, now 3 in a row with his win today. So Yarbrough is pitching exceptionally well for the Durham Bulls. 6 hits, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 runs, all earned, no walks, 13 strikeouts. Well, I promised you in the pregame show a guy that would hit his spots, and boy, you want to talk about a man that has pinpoint accuracy. Ryan Yarbrough, you don't walk anybody and strike out 13 guys if you don't have impeccable accuracy. Hunter Wood got a hold. He went 2 innings, giving up 1 hit and 1 run. He struck out 1. And Chaz Rowe, after blowing a save earlier this week to the Pigs, redeemed himself with a save this week. It's his first. He went an inning and struck out 1. All in all, the Pigs struck out 15 times tonight, and the Bulls struck out 11. Time of the game, a very quick 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of 8,575 fans out at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Once again, the final score tonight, the Durham Bulls 5 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 3.